how to protect everything you own from everyone every time and avoid lawsuits and things like this. Hello, Presser joins us this morning on the phone. Good morning, hello.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Always a pleasure. We had you once before. I think you've got this book out called Financial Self-Defense, and it's supposed to help out people with problems, huh?
Definitely, and for any of your listeners, if they go to our website at assetprotectionattorneys.com, fill out the contact us. As long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, I'm going to send them a free signed copy with free shipping.
Okay, we'll talk about this. What happens? I mean, lawsuits are, I guess, rampant these days, huh?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, with the terrible economy, a lot of people are losing their jobs, and the people who are lucky enough to have jobs are getting paid less and less every day. And unfortunately, it seems like lawsuits are becoming the next biggest business. You know, pretty much you can sue for anything, and there's usually any attorney out there who will take your case for free. So it won't cost the person a penny, and if they win, they're probably going to get tax-free money. The stats now are that there's over 100 million lawsuits every year, and that number is growing. One in three people will be sued in the next 12 months, and every person and company averages about 5 lawsuits over their lifetime. So, you know, again, with this bad economy, the numbers just keep rising.
Okay, well, what can we do, for asset protection? You have assets. How can you protect them from people getting a hold of them then?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to educate yourself. No matter what you do, you need to become an educated client. And like I said, for any of your listeners, if they go to our site at assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they tell us they heard about us on your show, I'm going to send them a free book. Read it, definitely educate yourself. Once they have the educational background, they need to inventory their wealth. So many people have so much more than what they think they have. There's more to assets than just checking, savings, stocks, bonds, and homes. There might be receivables. There might be shares in corporations. There might be intellectual property. Somebody might owe you money. You might be receiving an inheritance. So before you do anything, you need to inventory your wealth. Once you've educated yourself and once you've inventoried your wealth, you can start protecting your assets. And there's literally hundreds of tools that we use as asset protection attorneys to help shield the client's wealth.
Okay, do people put liens on your properties and things like that?
Yeah, and you know, you can even have friendly liens. I mean, if you owe a father or, you know, a friend money, you know, why not have them put a lien? We call it equity stripping. You know, what's your $50,000 car worth if you owe $49,000? What's your $1 million house worth if you owe $999,000? So make your assets valueless and, you know, become as unattractive a candidate for a lawsuit as possible.
Okay, and what if you just feel you don't have any money, or how come people are going to bother you for a lawsuit? What can they gain?
Well, here's the thing. You know, nobody expects to get up in the morning and get sued. And I'm a big fan of the statement that the small guy needs asset protection way more than the big guy. I mean, for example, take somebody who has a few $1 million in the bank. You know, if they're sued for $1 million, you know, they're going to be upset, but they're still going to have a few million left. Take the guy who might only have $20,000-$30,000 in the bank. If he's sued for $1 million, he's going to be wiped out, devastated. There's no coming back from that. So I actually think the opposite. The less you have, the more you need protection.
Okay, you're sued for $1 million, but you only have $20,000. What are you going to do?
Well, if they beat you, you know, first of all, you're probably going to have to defend yourself and spend that $20,000 on legal fees. So even if you win the case, you've lost because you've spent all your money. But if you lose, they're going to get a judgment against you. And judgments last, you know, for a very long time. So 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, you know, when things turn around, they could be garnishing your wages, taking your assets away at that point. So you might have nothing today, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have something, you know, 10, 15 years down the road.
All right. And how about folks that go through nasty divorces and things like that?
You know, especially with second and third and fourth marriages where you want the assets to go to the kids rather than the new spouse, you know, you definitely want to talk about having a prenup, but you also need a rock-solid asset protection plan. So certainly before you get involved in that, make sure that you're well buttoned up and that everything goes where you want it to go.
Okay. What if you own property and you have tenants or somebody and they're suing you for something?
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be just the tenant suing you. The tenant could have a party, someone can get injured on the property, and then they sue you because you own the property. Any time you have a property, it should always be in an asset protection LLC. You know, you want to take any exposed wealth that you have, and exposed wealth means anything in your personal name, and you want to put them in some sort of protective entity. So whether it's an LLC, a limited partnership, a trust, you know, the key is to own nothing but to control everything.
Yeah, you know, you make a lot of sense on that, and I remember a good friend of mine, he's long passed away, but he was originally a tax lawyer, and he said he owned nothing, and he was a very wealthy man.
And he's probably very smart, and I always say poverty is power. You know, you can't get blood from a rock. So there's two parts to a lawsuit. You know, number one is, are they going to win the case? And certainly we can't help them with what the judge or jury is going to say. But the second part is collecting. You know, if you can convince an attorney that even if he beats you, he can't collect against you, well, you're really not a good lawsuit candidate.
Okay. Hey, talking to Hillel Presser, Financial Self-Defense, this book, and you can get it at his website. Yeah, what else do you have on your website, Hillel?
You know, we have a ton of things on the website. We have literally hundreds of pages of information. If they go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, we have everything from information on any entity you can imagine, like LLCs, limited partnerships, trusts, corporations, etc. We have quizzes and assessments they could take to see how protected they are. They could download the asset worksheet so they can inventory their wealth. It's just a great wealth of resource. So if they go to www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, and again, if they mention your show, I'll send them a free book, free shipping.
Okay, well, a pleasure talking to you this morning, and hope that we get to meet up again, okay, down the road.
Likewise, I appreciate you having me.